Welcome in on the Mountaineer Coaches Show with Coach Travis Pittman. Coach, last week a loss to Charlotte Latin, but coming into this week, I believe some positive to take away from last game. Tell us a little bit about it.
Positively, on a note, Brody, I think that our first game's passed us for a lot of sophomores playing at the varsity level. We had a lot of good things happen in the game, and then we had a lot of bad things. We got to learn that we got to be detail oriented in what our assignments are. Kids have got to buy into those things. I don't think they anticipated how much the details mattered and how we scheme things and how they got to carry out those instructions or policies or rules, however you want to put it. But I felt good that our kids responded Monday in practice, understanding, you know, they've got to get better, that they're just not going to show up out there because they have in the past and win games. So overall, you know, there's a lot of good that come from the game. Obviously, we don't ever want to lose a game, but sometimes you got to lose something to face the adversity, saying if I don't do things right, then I'm not going to win.
Certainly. Charlotte Latin, a much better team, I believe, than they were last year when we played them down there. And, you know, a lot of good things, though. Like you said, some negatives, but a lot of good things that you can take away from that. Looking into McDowell this week, 4A school, lost to RS Central last week. What's your thoughts on McDowell and our game plan going in to Friday's game?
McDowell's got big kids up front, big old linemen. They're running the same similar offense they've run in the past couple of years with the buck out of the gun. Like to throw it up, like to throw the deep ball, like to run a little bit of RPO off of the buck game. Defensively, you know, last year they set up in an ordinary front. The year before that, they sent the house. So, you know, we've tried to prepare for a little bit of both of those things just to see where we're at. And I think that we won't be as hesitant when people line up in something different that we didn't show them all week, because we've been now in the process of getting 5 or 6 weeks under our belt offensive line wise to get accustomed to different fronts and be able to put the rules in place. I think, you know, defensively, we found a couple of key kids that contribute and play for us that will take more of a role this coming week, and hopefully they'll step up, and we'll be excited about seeing them play in a little bit different roles tonight.
7 o'clock kickoff. We do want to remind everyone 30 minutes earlier than usual, and hope you'll come out and support. Kind of a rivalry game, McDowell. Anytime you got a county rivalry like that,
we always pack the stands down there. So, you know, come out to the game tonight. It's going to be a good game, I feel, and our kids need to support tonight to you know, get a win. We need to get a win on our side and get back on that column. And plus, it'll be a little bit of a booster builder for our kids.
Certainly. Well, this has been the Mountaineer Coaches Show with Coach Travis Pittman. You can find Mitchell and McDowell right here on WTOE.